This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, playtime with your cat, making the right moves. When using a toy to play with your cat, there are certain movements that will trigger his prey drive and entice him into the game, and then there are other movements that won't be as effective. So let's start by going in the right direction, and you'd be surprised how many people play incorrectly with their cats. Playtime for a cat is similar to hunting. Your cat will seek, stalk, pounce, and capture. So to trigger his prey drive, the toy's movements should go across or away from the cat's visual field. This is how prey would naturally move. So when you're engaging your cat in playtime, your job is going to be to simulate the movement of prey. If you move the toy toward your cat, you're actually going to cause confusion because no prey in its right mind is going to willingly race up to a predator and offer itself up for lunch. When movements go toward the cat, it can actually change the tone of the game from predator and prey to two opponents, and that certainly isn't going to be fun for the cat. He'll end up switching from play mode to defense mode, and that's not the effect anyone wants. Next up, in terms of making the right moves, you have to vary the speed of the game. If you want this to be a fun and rewarding game for the cat, alternate fast and slow movements. In a natural hunting setting, the cat would use those times that the prey has momentarily stopped moving to advance his position silently. If the prey is in constant motion, it becomes actually more dumb luck and less predatory skill for the cat to accurately stalk and pounce and then capture. It's the times that the prey isn't moving, that's when the kitty is planning his next move. Also, think about highs and lows. If you're using a bird-type interactive toy, don't keep the toy flying through the air all the time. Alternate some ground movement. It's that time that the bird is on the ground feeding that the cat would have a better chance for a capture. And finally, remember the importance of success. If you never win at games, it can become very frustrating. So let your cat enjoy many successful captures so he can build confidence and find enjoyment and satisfaction. The more fun he has, the more he'll associate those positive experiences with you. And that's a great way to strengthen the bond between you both. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more specific tips on interactive play and play therapy, refer to my book, Think Like a Cat.